but in alphabetical order. All right, Adriana Casanave.
Wait, Nancy. First of all, I will ask everybody just to unmute only when you are talking, because if not, it's a lot of noises. Okay? Thank you.
Okay. Adriana Casanave.
Present.
Present. Bill Crozier.
I'm here.
Bill? Bill, present. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Lyndon Foley, present. Bob Gartner. Bob Gartner. Okay, no Bob. Dwayne Lott.
Present.
Dwayne Lott. Dwayne Lott, present. Marianne Martinez. Got you.
Present.
Dwayne Lott. Okay, Marianne Martinez, present. Okay, good. Susie Moreno.
Present.
Susie, present. Venetia Patel Adams. Venetia? No, Venetia. Nancy Clabbert, myself, I'm here. Okay, Richard Uzel.
Here.
Richard Uzel, present. Rita Washington.
Here.
Rita, present. Sandy Wyman.
Here.
Sandy Wyman, present. Ted Weisgall.
Here.
Ted Weisgall, present. Mike Lewis. Mike Lewis. Okay, no Mike. Deb Chappell. Hey.
Well, it's like a big ass pot.
It's like a big wok, actually.
I feel like.
Excuse me. Is this Deb Chapto?
Yes.
Okay, Deb Chapto, present.
Venetia Patel Adams.
Venetia Patel Adams, present. Okay. Dudamboni. Dudamboni, are you muted? Okay, I don't hear him. Markeisha.
I'm here.
Benjamin. She's here.
I'm here.
Thank Markeisha, present. Okay. So I had everybody here except Bob Gartner and except Mike Lewis and Judon. Everybody else here.
Okay. Thank you.
Wait a minute. Teresa. I didn't call Teresa's name. Did I? Oh, I forgot her name.
No.
Okay. Teresa, are you here? Teresa? Are you muted? Okay, Teresa absent then. Somebody tell her. Maybe she forgot.
Okay. I'm calling the meeting to order. And obviously, Madam Secretary, we have a quorum. Did anybody receive? I will ask again, just a special favor. If you don't, you're not having the floor, please mute yourself. It's easier for everybody. Okay? Did everybody receive the agenda?
I didn't find it. This is Teresa.
Oh, thank you. Teresa's here.
Teresa, present. Little late, but present.
Okay. Who said that didn't receive it?
Susie.
Susie, that was sent Monday. He said the only member, because I didn't hear, is anybody else that didn't receive it? Because Deborah said that she didn't check for, but I think that you did.
Diana?
Did you find it?
I'm looking for it.
Adriana?
Yes. I'm sorry. Who's talking?
Marianne.
Oh, okay.
I didn't receive it, but I did look it up on the KPFTX.
Yeah, I posted there, but it's important that you receive the agenda, because you can see there that information that are important for us to know that exists. Okay? Well, I sent
that. I'm looking into that and find out why I'm not getting my mail. Maybe it's going into the spam. I'll have to check on.
Yes, maybe, because I talked to Odin and he has you with the right email address. You should receive it. Okay, Nancy, do you have the agenda in front of you?
Yes, it was sent at 10:12 a.m. on May 18th. 10:12
I found it.
Okay. Okay, thanks. Nancy, can you read it for the stream, please?
Okay, draft agenda. Chair call to order, and secretary gives a roll call, 5 minutes, and approve the agenda. 5 minutes. Do you want me to take a call for timekeeper?
No. You read the agenda first.
Okay. Then we'll approve the minutes. That'll be for 10 minutes. Then number four, report from IGM Judon Boney and business manager and or business manager Markeisha Van Zandt Thompson, 20 minutes. And then number five, review of P&Ls, April 30th, 20 minutes. Then number six, fixed school year 2020, preliminary budget priority discussions, 55 minutes. Then seven, confirm the next meeting. We'll take 5 minutes on that. And then eight, adjourn at 6 p.m. Marianne, did you find it? Do you want me to send it to you? Marianne?
She said that, Nancy, she said that she found it in KPFD
Air. Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda, please?
I'll move that we approve the agenda.
Teresa, please. No, I'm sorry, but the noise is too big. Please say who's the one speaking, because sometimes I cannot catch the name.
Well, let me ask you a question, Adriana. When I was on the NETA meeting, they said we asked about cash
Teresa.
Flow. Hello?
Sorry. I'm sorry. Teresa?
Yes?
May I ask everybody exactly the same question? Can you, everybody that is not Teresa, please mute themselves?
Okay.
Thank you.
When will we discuss cash flow?
That's why, Teresa, we have in the agenda, when we have, obviously, we have that information, we will have it from the business manager, and we have, when we review the P&L, I hope that we can discuss that, and we will discuss all of that. I mean, we'll be part of the discussion that we are having. I hope so.
Are you saying that we will only get our cash flow on the dates of our KPFT Finance Subcommittee meetings?
I don't understand the question.
Well, I ask, at the National Finance Committee, we talked about cash flow, and NETA said to ask our business manager for the, you know, current cash flow situation, and I sent an email right then to Judon and Markeisha, and I got an email back from you saying that we would discuss it at this meeting. So when will we discuss that? And it doesn't. Are you saying that it doesn't deserve a specific place on the agenda?
I believe that we'll be part of Markeisha, because exactly cash flow, what that means. Markeisha will give us information, and if she has something, she can send it to all of us, but she sent the position that we have. And I think that during her report and the Q&A that followed, because I believe that point number four said report and Q&A.
Okay.
I think that we have the question there, and Markeisha can. I don't think that Markeisha will have any problem answering that.
Okay. But, well, in the future, we may want to have a specific written report come out on a certain day of the month. So we, from month to month, we know what the cash flow is. Maybe from the first of the month or the fifth of the month or something like that, we get something in writing from.
Okay.
So, just a thought.
Yes, what I want to, I don't disagree with the issue. What I'm saying is we are trying, like I said before, I think that everybody saw the email. We cannot bombard our overworked employees with personal questions. We said before we will channel all of that to mine, to me, but the whole committee can see. We agree that will be questions asked. I'm sorry. I hear a bunch of noises. Didn't we have clear that only the person speaking is on mute? Okay.
Request for information when there's time for me to make it.
Yes. Thank you, Ted. Give me a second. My request is if we channel and we can send the questions to the whole committee. You have an email from me when I send the agenda, and then today with all the emails of every member of this committee. We can send our questions all channeled through the same way. We cannot keep doing this one-on-one because it's not productive, and worse than that, we don't have the right to, or we don't have the time to divert, and some of us are asking the same questions. Please, can we do all together? And Linda, if you receive something different from Nita, it's interesting because I don't know how you communicate with Nita, but I believe that you should communicate to the right channel. You have a chair, you have a treasurer, you have a PMB. Please try to communicate, not one-on-one, and put me in that, because I just realized that you were asking those questions to Markeisha, but you didn't include me in your questioning, okay? And I send all that information. I really appreciate if you include me in your questioning. Thank you. Okay, I think that I have first Ted Weisel.
Regarding the agenda, is if Junon Boney is not here, and I'm pausing to find out that he is, if he's not here, then what is the point of including him on the agenda under item number 4?
Excuse me. This is Junon. I am on the call.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I asked for somebody to, Teresa, you said that you moved to approve the agenda. Does anybody have any changes for the agenda?
Bill has to be on the stack.
You have something to add to the agenda, Bill? Let me understand.
Well, it's a correction to something you said just a minute ago.
Well, okay, you can do that later, but now we are in the agenda, if you don't mind.
Well, it's a response to what you just said during agenda approval. That's why I wanted to make a correction.
Okay, I know that you are compelled to do it. Okay, Bill, go ahead. Correct me.
Okay, and maybe Markeisha or Judon can correct me if necessary, but both of them had told us previously to feel free to contact them directly if we had questions. So I don't mind CCing you, Adriana, but, you know, it's... They've said go ahead and contact them directly. And I can ask Judon, is that still correct?
Well, of course, anybody can contact us directly. I think the spirit of the comment, the recommendation, is I don't know, but I don't want to speak for Markeisha. I am getting emails from so many different people about so many different things related and not related to the agenda, that it's really impossible to respond to them. So I think it would be more efficient and effective if we kind of streamline our input to the matter at hand. I have some more comments, but I don't want to take up the time on this matter. Markeisha, did you have anything to add?
I think the conversation was that things would go through you and then you would forward them on, and I think that's always been the way things have happened. Again, I can't field 50 questions from 50 different people. It's just impossible. And anybody on this call should know that, yeah.
And I agree. And this has only become a greater problem over the last 8 or plus weeks. So, one, I think that we should focus our attention collectively on the primary issues at hand, which is primarily finance, and tailor the questions/input to point toward the meeting so that our response, the questions should be raised at the collective meeting as much as possible and responded to at the meeting, collective meeting, as much as possible, if that helps.
Okay, thank you, Judon, and we will keep the way that we say it. Please use, we have committees, and we have a reason to have a committee. Please try to not overwork the workers, and I really appreciate your willingness to answer, but I think that this will become chaotic. The question is still here. Does anybody have anything else that wants to be changed on the agenda? Because already we are in 25 minutes and we are not supposed to be here. We are, you know, we are wasting 15 minutes. Thank you.
Nothing Bob else? Gardner's present.
Okay, thank you, Bob.
Okay. Bob Gardner, I got you.
Thank you. Yeah, no objections. The agenda is approved. Nancy, the next is approved minutes. We have, obviously, Nancy sent a report. I hope that everybody read it. She sent a report of the last meeting. Did anybody have any corrections?
This is Lyndon. I have a question.
Okay.
In part 4F, it says PNB, Dwayne Lark says, according to Nita, that we are $250,000 in the hole. I'd like to have that clarified. If it's talking about, because if it's talking about the what is owed, what Pacifica National is short on shared or central services is $750,000, not a quarter. And so I just want to get a clarity on that.
Thank you, Lyndon. Nancy?
This is Nancy. Yes, thank you, Lyndon. I had the same question. Dwayne, could you clarify what you meant by $250,000 the whole?
No, I can't because the only thing I was doing at the time. Madam Chair, do I have permission to respond?
Yes, please.
What? Okay. No, I'm not going to clarify it because the only thing I was citing was that Lyndon had made a statement, and I was clarifying that statement he made, whether it was $250,000, $750,000, I didn't state a number. I just said the number he stated was foundation-wide, that it covered the all five stations. So don't quote me on any number. Quote the original statement made by Lyndon. Let's be clear about that.
Okay, thank you very much. Then Nancy, you can correct that, saying that the number Dwayne Lark didn't talk about that. I'm sorry, who asked for the floor?
This is Judah. Please put me on the stack.
About the minutes?
Yes, about the minutes. It's just brief.
Okay. Go ahead, John.
Just for clarification on the minutes and on the meeting agenda, it would be helpful that in the future that we differentiate, segment our discussion of KPFT and local station business from Pacifica and the National Foundation and national business, because we go back and forth, and I get confused as to what we're talking about, because this does not have anything. Some of these matters don't are not germane to KPFT and the LSB. They are not, I'm not saying that they should not be discussed, but they should be discussed separately, so we don't get confused and go back and forth. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Sharon. I think that we were trying to do that before. And when we go for whatever reason to something different, we will do it then. Okay. Then the hearing no objection.
Alan for the stack.
Okay. Teresa, go ahead. About the minutes?
Yes, in regard to the minutes. I have a concern that when I was asked to give a report on the national level, that that sadly the secretary paraphrased things that I said, and I would suggest that, and then there were questions and answers, so my responses to questions were paraphrased, and I think unless there's a written report, I don't think that the report should be just paraphrases of what we said.
Okay.
So I'm thinking that the reports should be removed if they're not written.
I want to say something, and I don't know if people
are here. Point of order. Point of order.
Yes.
Are you referring, Teresa, to the minutes, or what do you mean by report?
The report that Nancy wrote, that are the minutes.
Yeah, well, okay.
My question is this. If people don't want to be, if people think that something is really wrong, they can send a report in writing. I believe that is my view. I saw a very detailed report that make all of us remember what happened in the meeting, and if somebody who wasn't there can read those reports sent, for example, to the LSB, and the LSB should have an idea. In order to avoid, like you say, Teresa, you feel that you were not quote correctly, why don't you send the corrections that you want? And the secretary will check if
well,
that
let,
what you...
Point of order.
I'm sorry, Bob.
I think Teresa is speaking more to policy, using that as an example. I think she's really basic.
Madam Chair, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Teresa, but I don't hear anybody else.
Sound like we've lost the chair for a moment here.
Okay. No, somebody was playing with the chair volume, but that's okay. What I'm asking is, Bob and everybody else, when you ask for a point of order, that means that some rules were broken. A point of order cannot be used to jump the stack. I understand the frustration, but ask for the floor if you want some discussion, or ask for a point of order if you see that some rules are being broken. And then after that, before you keep speaking, the chair is the one that decides if the point of order is pertinent or not. Okay.
May I answer the chat?
Teresa first, and then Marianne. Teresa?
Okay. For example, under item number 4, I reported that that the spreadsheets from the National Finance Committee, the chair had said there was a matter of concern that when things that people take those immediately before the dust has settled or before the kinks are out, and they start quoting from them as if they are final. And the finance committee said, well, I guess it's okay for each person to take out their own station's report and send it to their finance subcommittees, for example. And then later on, Dwayne Lark interjected, according to the secretary, and said that the national finance chair had no authority to make orders. I wasn't saying that he was ordering, but and as a matter of fact, I had taken the KPFT report and had sent it out to our subcommittee. And I just that back and forth there is I think problematic.
Okay, if you want a specific correction, please, Teresa, why don't you send it to the secretary and she will check the recording and be sure that it's like that. And if some other correction need to be done, please send it to the secretary and she will check the recording. I want to advise or to tell everybody that Otis, that's why we are using this Maestro conference, is recording this to post this meeting, okay? And then everybody can go and check too. Okay,
Madam Chair, then what I would like to say is this, that in my report, what I thought that I said was that the national spreadsheets for all five stations were not to be sent out, not KPFT-specific spreadsheet, okay? Yes. And I will send that to the secretary to put that in the minutes if it is okay with this subcommittee right now.
Yes, Teresa, thank you.
Okay,
thank you. Matt, send it to the secretary in writing, please.
Okay. I will do that. Thank you.
Okay. We need to keep going. And next, Teresa.
I was on the stack.
Oh. Okay, I'm sorry, Marianne Martinez, go ahead.
I'll be real quick. I just wanted to remind our secretary that I did respond to her minutes, and I wanted to ask that she please include in those minutes, we had talked about the antenna and the location of the antenna, and that be kept in the minutes. And the reason why is because it's as a form of documentation, so that people that come after us aren't completely lost and they know what's going on with things that are in our inventory, within our inventory, which I feel that antenna is part of our inventory, so we do need to keep track of it and where it's located. So that's what I asked the secretary, I wrote to her, and I just want to confirm that she did receive my email and that hopefully she will make that adjustment to the minutes.
Nancy, Can you please?
I received it, and I'd like to discuss about this in executive session sometime in the future. We've had a lot of things stolen, and that was the reason why I did not want to put the location.
I got you.
And I was surprised Marquisha even answered the question. Has nothing to do with finance. Well, it does. It does. We should have a detailed inventory. Okay, that's all.
Okay, thank you very much. Does anybody else have any other correction? If not, we already... I have a question. What happened with the minute of the March meeting? I didn't receive any.
Madam Chair, that is my error. Until I saw these minutes earlier today, I did not even realize that I needed to go over those minutes again. And I will get that out. I swear to you, I will get that out today.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sorry.
I want to correct that the minutes, doesn't matter when you look at, Nancy, I think that she sent this report Monday. Okay? That's okay. Perfect. We will keep going. Please, we are in point number 4, that is report from June and Bonnie and Marquisha. And I want to remind everybody that we have 20 minutes. You don't need to have a report if you don't have one, but then we have a question and answer for 20 minutes, okay? You don't want me? Do you want to make a report? And I will ask the future, if it's possible, if we send just even in a small written report, because it's easier for the member to check it later and correct the issues in the minutes. Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. I will be brief. There are some fundamental challenges of the way our organization, I'm saying KPFT, and I'm saying all of us, are operating. We have spent almost half an hour discussing the agenda. The number one challenge that KPFT has right now is finance. We don't have enough money in our current budget, operating budget, to last and pay bills for another 30 days. We just spent 30, 45 minutes talking about the agenda. We need to be talking about how and in what way we're going to raise and this operating money, the operating budget. And this has been kind of a continuing operation execution that I've seen for the last 3-4 months. So I would just admonish all of us. I'm not trying to point fingers, but I'm just saying this is not getting where we need to go. We need to focus on the things at hand, and I know the minutes are important, but the minutes aren't going to keep us operating. I know this and that and the other need to be done, should have been done, ought to be done, but we're not investing our energy and time on the critical matters at hand, which is raising more money to continue operations while we work on the other things that need to be done. And I'll pause there. And
okay. Okay. Thank you, Judon. Markeisha, do you have any specific thing that you want to share with us?
So I guess I did. The income statement did go out as it was prepared for April 30th. It was prepared last Friday at the 15th of the month, and I'm just assuming that NEDA had finished making their entries, which is not always the case. Teresa did send an email requesting to know what our cash position was at Monday last week. And currently, today, we are at $43,000, a little over $43,000 in the bank. We average about $68,000 to $70,000 a month in bills. So when you do the math, that should tell you that we don't have enough to get through the next month. And to reiterate what Judon said, we wasted a lot of time fighting about an agenda, but nobody ever has any answers about how we're going to bring in money. So that's really all I have to say. I could take questions if anyone has anything specific about the income statement, but that's about it.
This is Ted. I have a question for both of them.
Sorry, who wants to be on the stack? Or the please? Linda? Who else?
Yes.
The
Dwayne
Lark. Who else? Please, I have three people on for now. Lyndon, Ted, and Dwayne Lark. Anybody else wants to ask any questions? No. Okay, perfect. Lyndon, go ahead.
Thank you. I just wanted to know from Markeisha, did you have an answer to that question I had earlier today in regards to, the January and March 2020 development expenses, which is the number that which is the correct number?
Maybe she thinks she's not muted. We can't hear you, Markeisha.
Thank you, Teresa. The correct report in regards to who? You never said when you received the report.
I'm just trying to determine which total development number is correct for those 2 months. The okay. one from Adriana that Adriana sent out was the most recent one. So that's the most recent report.
Right.
That I have received.
Right. And that's the correct number. So that's what I'm saying. You said you received a report from Meta, and I told you I can't speak to that because I hadn't saw it. And I also asked, when did you actually receive that report? Because, I mean, it's always going to be a timing thing if something didn't get input.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Ted, go ahead.
This is a question for both Markeisha and Judon. I heard both of you admonishing us for wasting time on agenda and minutes and not coming up with ideas to raise money, but I didn't hear you offer any ideas for raising money. Do you have any ideas?
Judon, I'll let you take that.
Okay. Wait a second. If you don't mind, that's okay. We will have, please limit your question to 30 seconds and limit the answer to 90 seconds. We have a long agenda, and this is Finance Committee. We need to be sure it's not Development, it's not any other committee. This is Finance Committee. We are talking about the numbers that we already have, and we need to talk about the budget. Thank you. Go ahead, Judon.
Okay. I do have some ideas for fundraising. I proposed 3 at one of our last conference calls. We've had 4 or 5. I can't remember which one, but it was one of the most recent ones. I was careful in my remarks when I last spoke to not admonish anyone. So if someone took my comments or remarks as an admonishment, I apologize because that was not my intent. And I deliberately did not do that because I don't think it's actually helpful. I simply pointed out that we had spent X amount of minutes and time on those things and not on the things at hand, which I think are most critical, which is how we're going to raise some more money. That's what I was attempting to do. The 3 things, we have a scheduled quarterly major fundraiser, the one that we did in the fall, December, January, which weighs somewhere around $70,000, which is scheduled for, I believe, the last week in March. I don't have the exact date in front of me. I can find it, but I'm sure Markeisha knows it. That's our regular. We also said that Markeisha is or has provided us with a list of major donors, people that have donated to KPFT hundreds of dollars, I think $500 plus is the number that I remember, to KPFT in the past. Some of us said, I would go down that list and call them personally and ask them to make a significant contribution to KPFT. Several other folks on the call indicated that they would also be willing to do that. Thirdly, we were looking for other sources of money locally that we could attempt an effect. And toward that end, I guess me, and with support from the staff, provide some basic information that any new donor would want. You know, what is KPFT? What does KPFT do? The history, the mission, the this, the that, and our financial situation. And I am working on that as well. Those were the three local things that we said we would do that we can do. And additionally, we're still pursuing and hope to receive some money from National. And I understand the up-to-date information on that is that National has cleaned up whatever were the errors or gaps in the application for national funding, and that they have resubmitted and have not yet gotten a response back as of yet, but hope to receive one before the end of this month.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted Marquisa to correct or add or anything that I misstated or left out.
No, I think you covered everything. You said we're going to be in drive starting the 23rd, right? And we're doing the calls to the major donors. We're hopeful that we'll get money from the national office, but I don't know that. We're hopeful. I mean, other people probably know something else about that. Yeah, I don't have anything else about that right now.
Okay.
Thank you. A personal privilege, Nancy.
Hey. Okay, go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, I could not hear the first few words. Did she say that we are not having a fund drive, or what did you say at the beginning of this when you start speaking?
The drive starts May 23rd, this Saturday.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay, Duane?
And Bill for the stack.
Okay, Duane, are you muted? Okay, I think that we lost him. Bill, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Judon, last week you had mentioned that you would be getting with the programmers and helping them figure out how to produce shows so they get live, since that's really critical for the fund drive to succeed. I was wondering, and you said you'd be able to report back to the LSB. I was wondering if there's any update on that, and also on the anything else that's happening to make the fund drive work better. I'm just really, really worried it's going to be a disaster because of the how many shows we've been having that are repeats, old ones, and I think, you know, I'm hearing from other people that, you know, they're asking things like, why would I be wanting to listen to KPFT now? So we need to, what's happening to get those people back and make the fund drive a success?
Okay. Judon, 90 seconds,
yeah.
Please.
Yes, I have not had time to talk to the programmers yet about programming. I have been focused on trying to figure out how we're going to raise this money with what we've got, or raise some money with what we've got. I'm a bit more hopeful, but it really doesn't matter in one sense, because these are the cards that we've been dealt. We have to work with what we've got right now while we try to improve and do something better. The staff is overwhelmed. The office is not open. And so we're really kind of limping along, not all of our own doing. It's the situation that we're in. So that's kind of the short answer to your point.
Okay, perfect. Anybody else wants to ask a question to Marquisa or to Judon?
No.
Bill, with a follow-up?
No,
with a follow-up question.
Mark was originally on the stack. How much time do we have left on this item?
Exactly 6 minutes.
Okay, so I
thank
see.
You for the stack, please.
I'm sorry. I heard Teresa Allen, Wayne Lark, who else?
Sandy.
Bill.
Sandy? Okay. If we have time for a second round, okay. I think that maybe, okay, whoever wants, Dwayne, do you want to go first, or do you prefer Teresa?
Do you want to go first? Whoever wants to go first.
I was supposed to be after Lyndon and Ted in the first place, so I don't know who's writing this down, but I asked for the stack as soon as they gave their reports.
Yes, Dwayne, I called for you and you didn't answer. That's why I asked Bill. Go ahead, Ted. Dwayne, I'm sorry.
Okay. Now, clearly, much of what has been asked and discussed here is not finance committee issue. It's all up in development. It's in that non-existing fundraising committee we don't have and don't work through. But most of this stuff gets the same old attention and take up these meetings unnecessarily. And still, someone had the audacity to ask Judon, what is he doing to raise funds? But then they didn't answer the question for himself or herself, what have you done to raise funds? More importantly, I've asked Markeisha to send me, I don't know the rest of you want it, the amount that members of this body, LSB, has donated. And one member asked me, what difference does that make? Makes a lot of difference. Makes a difference is, are you setting a good example in terms of how you want limited amount of money we're collecting to be spent, but what are you doing to increase the amount of money to be spent? Then you have a real strong voice about accountability. Second, I think that it's very important to note that many of these individuals, Judon, to be frank with you, that you're giving all this time to, all this attention to, you could, and all the hard work you've done, all the time you put in, it's not ever going to be enough.
Dwayne?
Yes.
Dwayne? Please, do you have, remember, we have 30 seconds for a question, and 90 seconds we will have later.
I heard more than 30 seconds or 60 seconds or whatever, but I respect you, Madam Chair.
Yeah.
You're trying to be fair, which is an unusual experience for me, yeah. Nevertheless, I want to know that whether or not these individuals who are on the Finance Committee realize that much of what we have asked here has nothing to do with the Finance Committee, nothing to do with the numbers, have nothing to do with accountability, has nothing to do with transparency. It has all to do with just tying down the manager's time. And so moving forward, what are we going to do to raise money and get into a committee to raise money?
Okay. Thank you, Dwayne. Thank you, Dwayne. And if you, I would ask everybody to refrain.
Alan for the stack.
Yes, there is. I have you next. But what I want is people, please do not use this like a gut moment. This is finance. And I ask the people to mute if you are not speaking. Please ask a question that is related to this committee. If somebody doesn't know what is the purpose of this committee, you can ask me and I can send you the definition from the bylaws. Please, a question is a question. You are not giving information.
Point of order.
Can you hear me?
No.
I can hear you.
I can.
Okay. But, you can.
Ted for the stack.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I think Sandy was in there after Teresa.
Yes, that's correct.
Who's after Teresa?
Sandy
Wyman.
Yes, but Teresa didn't have the floor yet. I have Teresa Allen and then Sandy. Yes.
Okay.
Teresa, you have the floor.
I want to state this. First of all, I am chair of development, and I assume that Mr. Lark's statement that is disparaging of our fundraising is going to that committee. I want to thank Susan Darrow, who did a fine fundraiser, and I want to thank the people who did a 50th anniversary event, and I have seen that was very, very good, and a lot of potential other donors. And I see on the report that was attached to our minutes to our agenda, that there are some big donor donations. Maybe that some of those donations are from that event. People who want to support us as 50th anniversary.
I'm sorry.
I need to ask everybody to mute. Refer to the 30-second question about finance, because people complain that we don't do our job, and the thing is because everybody wants to say it and have their speech. Please, 30-second question.
Okay, Madam Chair, I must ask personal privilege. I think Mr. Lark insulted my committee, and we are working very hard.
I asked for point of privilege. She called my.
Well, please. Development is the fundraising committee. So, and you're not on it.
Everybody.
What's that have to do with anything to do with finance, ma'am?
Hey, stop. I will say that for the last time. If not, I will start in actions. You have 36. I'm sorry that. Listen to what I'm trying to say. You spoke during 2 minutes already. I'm controlling the time.
I
don't care what you said. What I'm saying is you have 30 seconds to ask a question related to finance to Judon or Markeisha, or we will move over because we are already
Let me ask my question then.
Madam Chair, Madam previous Chair, Teresa. Please, we are already 1 minute over the time. You have 30 seconds. I will ask Judon or Markeisha 60 seconds, and then I will ask Sandy Wyman, the committee, to allow Sandy Wyman to ask his question, even when we are 1 minute over our time. Thank you. Go ahead, Teresa, 30 seconds to ask a question.
Okay, yes. Mr. Judon Boney, did I not ask you before our LSB to give us a specific charge? I would like each one of the members of our LSB to contact the person of their particular show and offer a challenge. Get some friends to make a challenge. I would like each of the members of our LSB to go on our Facebook page and like it and share it and tell their friends about the pledge drive. Did I not ask you to be specific so our LSB members could have take specific responsibility for the success of this pledge drive?
I believe that is not totally related, but that's okay.
That is a question.
Sorry, Teresa, please refrain yourself when you don't have the floor. Please answer in a minute, and we allow Sandy Wyman to ask his question. Thank you.
Thank you.
I believe that you did ask me to do that, and I did not. I am being bombarded with so many questions on so many different things, and the staff as well. And I'm trying to prioritize them so we can move the agenda forward.
Thank you. Sandy, I hope that the committee, even when we are 3 minutes over, we allow Sandy Wyman to ask his question. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you. Judon, glad you're feeling better. Judon, we talked, and I sent you an email with some ideas for the fund drive coming up. You're talking about fundraising. The number one way to raise funds today, as it's been in the past, is through on-air fundraising. That's just what we're stuck with. The cards were dealt, I think, as you put it. Have you had time to look at anything creative for this drive, perhaps shrinking the schedule, like I put in the email, and putting on shows that fund versus those that don't, and the majority of our shows do not fund at all, as a means of raising funds? So we'll start with that. And then the other question is, for this fund drive, any special premiums or anything that would attract pledges to our listeners that programmers can talk about? The communication to programmers has been somewhat limited.
I'm sorry, Sandy? Are you there? Okay. Sandy?
Yes.
You hear me?
Yes.
Okay. It's a minute already, but go ahead.
I've asked my question to Judon. Judon, did you understand my question?
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
I am going to schedule a meeting. In fact, we have one set for tomorrow at our regular staff meeting to just focus on fundraising and for fundraising for this month and how we're going to execute that in the best possible way with what we have. So that would include hopefully a well-written solicitation letter to all of our past donors. And I think my teacher told me that we had about several thousand, I believe 5,000 or 6,000, maybe more, people on our donor list that have previously donated to us in the past. And what I mean by a well-crafted solicitation letter is we have to tell the people who are committed or demonstrated committed to KPFT, this is what our situation is. These are the challenges we face, and we're asking for your help. That's basically the bottom line. It's not new programming. Programming needs to be addressed, but one, we can't do that in time. We've got to address the critical financial issues right now. And two, I don't think that's the fundamental issue with raising money, but that aside. Secondly, again, doing the best with what we've got, and I'll stop after this, planning and executing the fundraiser that we're going to have on May 23rd, which is Saturday, which is what the staff is going to talk about tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. Madam Secretary, can you can you read the next point on the agenda?
Point of order.
Wait a second. Who's asking for a point of order?
Ted.
Who? Ted? Okay, go ahead, Ted. What rules were broken?
The rule that says you cannot limit debate, and if I would like to know if I can move to extend to allow everyone on the stack to be able to ask their questions. I have one.
Yes, Ted, first of all, let me answer and say that is not a point of order because we approve an agenda. And what we are doing is following the agenda that we approve. That is first. Then no point of order. The second thing is you cannot, and you know better, you cannot gain the stack just asking for a point of order and then adding their emotion. Your point of order obviously is not well taken. Okay. And we approve this agenda. And we are already in this issue, we are already 10 minutes late. Okay? If you don't mind, we will have a million options to ask questions. And please refer. Do you want the committee members for me to put in a timer and make a sound? Because nobody understands that then people complain that we cannot reach the agenda and we cannot do anything. And the problem is that everybody, including me, want to speak the whole time. Okay? Please keep on point. Do you want
point of order? Point of order.
You want me to tell you when it's 30 seconds? What is your point of order, Teresa?
Teresa? You're muted. Yeah, Madam Chair, you're beginning to lecture us, and that is out of order. Thank you.
Madam Chair, yes, Madam Chair. Before that, you need to tell me what rule was broken, and that's not any rule. I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
Request for information, Madam Chair.
Okay, Dwayne, go ahead. What is your request for information?
Madam Chair, asking you that you know the rules of the chair. So would you just not even respond and move the orders of the day?
Yes. Thank you very much. Madam Secretary, can you read the next point in our agenda and the time for that?